Again, the nature of the language you set to music will determine to the greatest possible degree the nature of the melody that results. Now, I would suggest that the early church's insistence on vocal music as the only viable mode of worship ensured the development, ensured the cultivation of vocal music above all others, a cultivation that would continue, particularly in Italy and those countries closest to Italy. You know, it's interesting to speculate. What if flute playing, oh, let's say some sort of cult of Pan, perhaps, had been cultivated instead of the voice for 800 years? My goodness, we'd all be flute virtuosi today. But it is the human voice that's cultivated. No wonder the Italian infatuation and cultivation and genius for the human voice. The rise of secular and vernacular music begins in the High Middle Ages, and we discussed that and even listened to such a secular vernacular piece by Guillaume de Machaut, his isorhythmic motet Quant en Moy. The development of secular music goes into overdrive during the increasingly expression-conscious Renaissance. The Greek ideal is reborn. Human and humanistic expression were placed on an equal plane with religious expression. By 1500, Italy has emerged as the musical capital of Europe. Why? Because of the Italian peninsula's wealth. Wealth from trade with the New World, the Far East, the Arab world, wealth from manufacturing, and the fact that there has been no major war on the Italian peninsula for a long time, as opposed to other parts of Europe by the time we get to the 16th century. Musicians are imported from all over Europe to come and work in Italy. We talked about this in a previous lecture as well. The Italian called them the ultramontani, those from the other side of the Alps. Why do we call the Renaissance often the Italian Renaissance? Something else to think about. Because Italy was in closest contact with ancient models. So the expression-rich Renaissance is essentially growing out of Italy. Now, I would point out that the Italian language is closest to Latin and is the easiest to adapt to the tradition of Latin vocal music. On top of this, a native Italian speaker will have grown up during the Renaissance hearing a tremendous amount of plain chant. So the sound of Latin and the Italian language are deeply ingrained in their ears. The upshot of all of this is that the Italian language is heir to the great tradition of Latin vocal music. Which brings us to the Italian Baroque style, so profoundly influenced then by this Latin vocal tradition and the church's view about vocal music. Please, I would make 5 points regarding the Italian Baroque style, which is the dominant musical style of the Baroque. Point one, it is an outgrowth of Latin vocalism and the Catholic Church's insistence on vocal music. Point two about the Italian Baroque style. It is essentially a homophonic tradition, melody and accompaniment. The perfect example of that is opera, which at its essence is melody, vocal melody plus accompaniment. Thirdly, the Italian Baroque tradition is a cultivation at the very highest level of the art of song, clear and direct melodic expression.